Isaac kept his eyes down, avoiding the undead man next to him. Humiliation was too mild a word for what he was feeling at that moment, but he was thankful Angel couldn't see him. Explaining anything to Angel was hard enough, but doing so there and now would be too much. "I wasn't drinking," Isaac said, though he doubted Constantine would believe him. Anyone would think he was drunk already and just throwing it up like usual.
"I know." The words were soft, non-judgmental.
He peered up through his bangs, and Constantine was gazing down at him, expression slightly worried, but not at all condescending.
"How can you tell?"
He was curious, a spark of something in his chest. Hope, maybe? Though for what, he wasn't sure.
"I would smell it on you if you were drinking."
Constantine smiled, a small twitch of his gorgeous mouth. "But I was also watching you from the moment you set foot in my club. You never touched any alcohol." He had no idea how he felt about Constantine watching him the whole time, but not having to defend himself was nice.
"I would ask if you were ill, but I don't smell that either,"
Constantine said softly, and Isaac realized the vampire was still rubbing his back, and had been for some time. He stayed there, in reach of the most handsome man he'd ever seen in his life, and absorbed the contact, hungry for more.
"What do you smell?"
He would kick himself for that question later.
"The warmth of your blood,"
Constantine said with a wider smile, a fang peeking out above his bottom lip. "Sweat, your bath wash, and leather, and smoke."
"Smoke?"
He stood straighter, turning slightly into Constantine, whose hand rose from around his shoulder to the nape of his neck, fingers dipping into his hair. The vampire's hand was cold, and it felt amazing, before it slowly warmed to match Isaac's body temperature.
"Smoke, like that of a bonfire on a frigid winter night, pine sap snapping as the wood heats, the earth beneath it soaking in the warmth, smelling of rain as the snow melts."
Isaac blinked up at Constantine, finding himself growing warmer, cheeks flushed.
"That's fucking awesome!"
A laugh was startled out of the vampire, and Isaac grinned.
"Indeed, young Isaac. It's good to see you smile. Are you feeling better?"
"Yeah,"
he sighed, perfectly happy to remain where he was, and Constantine did not move either, blue eyes examining him from head to toe as if to make sure. They stood in silence, and Isaac marveled at how content he was feeling. The restless feeling was gone, and along with it the intermittent oddness he carried with him. And he no longer felt sick.
"You haven't asked me why I got sick."
"Not my business. But if you wish to tell me, I will listen."
"Smelling alcohol makes me nauseous. Seeing it in a glass or a cup or spilled on a flat surface, too."
Saying it was easy, like breathing, and it slipped out before he realized it. He flinched, waiting for judgment, but none came. An alcoholic claiming such a thing would make any sane person eye him with doubt. Constantine tilted his head, a strong thumb rubbing gently along the front of Isaac's neck, and he found himself gently pushing into the touch.
"An odd reaction for an alcoholic."
He narrowed his eyes, and Isaac fancied he could see his thoughts racing in the blue orbs until his lips parted and he spoke again.
"But perhaps not so odd, considering where you spent the last month. What happened in Nevermore, Isaac?"
He shrugged one shoulder, briefly looking away before finding his courage and meeting Constantine's gaze once again. It was easier to stare back into that cool gaze than it was to look elsewhere.
"My first week there was horrible. Aside from worrying about Angel and the Council and all that drama, I went through the Worcester withdrawal a couple days after Angel kicked the council out of the city. The practitioners on staff were able to hasten the process, but they couldn't lessen the experience. It sucked ass.
How did you learn the smell of alcohol made you sick?
Isaac put a hand over the inside of his left elbow, remembering.
I ripped out an IV during one of my nightmares. The nurse moved it to my hand, and the fumes from the rubbing alcohol made me retch. I later told my psychiatrist after I came through the withdrawal, and he had me smell some liquor he brought in during one of our sessions. I threw up then, too.